Awesome. Let's give it up for Troy and Eddie.
Unbelievable.
Let me just say what Troy talked about, the 5 to 10. That's exactly how I built my business. I didn't deviate one ounce from that. See, if I want what Troy Brown has, I have to do what Troy Brown does, right? You follow success. If he told me to go stand on my head in the corner for 30 minutes, I'm not going to ask him why, because if I want what Troy Brown has, I'm going to do what he says, right? So this is what he told me that I had to do if I wanted success, so that's what I did. So I'm going to pick up the story where I left off with us, you know, being MD and having some success. The money was you know, getting pretty good. But there was a lot of things mentally that was going on. And the team was growing. It was falling back. It was growing. It was falling back. I was going to training, doing all those things. But the biggest problem that I had was I was a really good recruiter or builder, but I had zero duplication. Is anybody in here like that? Let a lot of people come up to me and they said, that's the problem. So for me, we'd put in a lot of personals. And at one point I'd gotten so frustrated that I'd see people at the gym or in town. And when I'd see them, you know, they'd literally turn their head and I'd turn my head because I'd put them in the business. I would want to help them, but they didn't want anything back, and then I just continued to build under them. That's what we should do. But I didn't know how to respond to them. I didn't give them a choice. And I'm going to show you how I did that changed everything for us. So things were so bad. Bethany and I were butting heads. Troy and I were butting heads. Troy was wishing that I would quit, I'm sure. I'm so sorry to put him through what I put him through. But I was a very negative individual. And the reason why was me. It wasn't my team, but that's who I was blaming. Isn't that funny? Does that sound familiar to anybody? I'm gonna go back just a little bit. 16 months ago, there was a guy that came up from Alabama to see the presentation. One of his buddies showed it to him. And after the presentation was over, he just simply said, it's not right for me at this time. But see, what it wasn't really, because he drove 2.5 hours to see it. He probably was ready to see it, wasn't he? Do you think? See, the problem was, I wasn't ready for him to accept it. Because what he wanted to know was, if I get involved with this, will I help you? Because my buddy's a multimillionaire. He's going to give me zero help. I'm in Alabama to where there's zero people. Will I have help? 16 months ago, from me, he would have gotten zero help. Because I was mentally so messed up, it was pathetic. Going forward, things were bad. They were really bad. I continued to go to the trainings. I kept showing up, but I noticed instead of being in the front of the room, I was at the back of the room. That was a big mistake. But you know, I never forgot anything that I was taught. Every time I went to a training, I was around the campfire. It just kept coming inside. And one day I knew that it was just going to happen. I was going to understand everything. So my wife, she's definitely recruited up. She began to pray. Every morning, God put people in front of us that this business will bless. See, that was my whole problem. I was putting people in the business, but I didn't feel like I was helping any of them. So we started putting a few more people in the business. Still, nothing was really going the way I wanted it to go, and I started blaming, doing the name blame again. It was my upline. Wasn't getting help from them. It was the people on the left side. It was the people on the right side. No matter what happened, I was still blaming my team. We do realize that we're on both sides of our team, right? It's my responsibility. So I don't know what it was. I have no idea. I know I was continuing to listen to tapes, the Freedom to Freedom. I listened to that, Byron Trogg. I listened to Limited Time and Limited Time a million times. And one day something just clicked and I said, this is what's going to happen. I'm quitting right now or I'm going IMD. It's not going to be a left. It's not going to be a right. It's happening and it's going to happen right now. So it was a decision. I didn't know how I was going to get there because at that time my team was falling faster than it was growing. You can imagine that. It didn't make any difference. I was going forward. So we started putting some people in the business and started doing some meetings. I'm just going to show you my calendar. What am I doing wrong, Troy? There we go. Started doing a few meetings and started putting some people in. And Tiffany and I were eating dinner one night and she is, you know, talking about how things was going and things were kind of slow. And something just got my attention that said, why don't you go dig out your calendar and see exactly. I was looking for something in particular. And when I opened up my calendar, I absolutely could not believe what I was looking at. I'm just going to show it to you. I'm a marketing director, and I have a pretty good team and making some pretty good money. But this is my calendar. You see that? The whole month of January, there were zero meetings done by me. The whole month of February, there were zero meetings done by me. But the whole time, I'm the one griping and complaining because this one's not doing nothing. This one's not doing nothing. This one's not doing nothing. And look, there it is. What am I doing? Didn't even have a clue. It's like, how can this happen? And we started showing a few folks, And then I get a phone call. The guy that I showed this to 16 months ago that said he wasn't right, the time wasn't right for him, it's that same guy. He drives 2.5 hours up and he says, hey, this World Venture thing, I think I'm ready to see this again. And we showed it to him in about 5 minutes and he said, here's what I have to know. Am I going to get help? And I said, I'll promise you this. I'll run harder than you will. Guarantee it. And we did. This was the day that he signed up. And I just said, put me in, coach. And I'm sorry to get emotional. But guys, this is life changing. This business can change not only your life, but everybody around you. That's what you have to understand. You got to get out of the way. You got to help people. So we did a meeting. You can see it went from zero to this pretty quick. The first night, I'll never forget it. I drove 2.5 hours to Alabama. And we get there and there's 5 school teachers sitting on the couch. And I did the presentation. And at the end of it, all 5 signed up. And at the end of it, one of the ladies named Tracy, she said, "Mark, I love this, but I don't want to do what you just did." And I said, "Wow, I must really be bad at doing presentations." And she said, "No, we love this, but I don't want to get up in front of people and do this." And at that time, we was kind of doing a test market thing with the DVDs. You guys probably all heard about that. And I said, "Let me tell you. So here's what, y'all have all heard of BAMFAM, right? Book a meeting from a meeting. I heard it 9 million times from Troy Brown. Isn't it funny how you hear it over and over and over and over and over and you never apply it? And right out of the gate, the first thing I do, I said, "Hey, Tracy, we're going to have a party at your house tomorrow night. Can you invite some people?" "Sure I can." Drive 2.5 hours, put in 4 people. So the ones that was there said, "Hey, tomorrow night we're having a party at your house. Is that good?" "Yeah." 87 days in a row, I never missed a day. I drove 2.5 hours down, 2.5 hours back. That guy, Gary Harbison, in 87 days, hit director and he got all those bonuses. He was a contractor and he built houses for a living. He built this big, beautiful home with his bare hands. The day that he hit the $5,000 bonus was a day that the bank was at the door with foreclosure papers. Guys, that made a difference in my life. See, it's not now when I go into the gym and I don't go to the gym often. Couldn't tell by looking, could you? But now when I show somebody this business, or if I showed somebody in the past, see, if you come in the business, brother, it's not a question if you're just getting in. If you want to change your life, I promise you, if you'll work with me, we're going to get that done. There is zero doubt that if I sit down with you and if you will share this with somebody, that this business can change your life. So our calendar got really, really busy. Gary hit marketing director. We had a couple of people that was real close to director, 60-60s on down. And you can just kind of see how the calendar's going. It just gets really busy. And I was in Alabama every day. And was making it happen. And I said I was going to IMD, didn't I? So the first step, you got to get to RMD. So I set a goal, and I think it was April the 12th, or April the 16th was the day that I said I was going to be RMD. Well, I missed that goal, but I didn't miss it by much. And we just went to work. I mean, every day it was showing, and it was showing. April the 12th. April the 16th was my goal. April the 12th was the day that we hit RMD. That was a Cabo trip. Boy, that was fun. That's my little buddies. Guys, here's what I want to tell you. If you're sitting here and you're blaming everybody on your team, look in the mirror. Here's what I'm going to ask you. Is your calendar like mine? Is it empty? What are you going to do this week? What are you going to do, not to put somebody in the business, but what are you going to do to help change somebody's life? Here's what I'm going to tell you. If you want what Troy Brown's got, this is the way it's got to look. It's not easy. It's a price to pay. But if you want what he's got, if you want freedom, if you want to help other people, you got to get busy. Guys, thank you. It's been an honor and a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.